Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
For all my chicks in the club who
knows how to cut a rug.
If you're a bad girl, get at me, bad girl.
U.S. child support laws fair, or are they in need of an overhaul
all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to the show. And if she's talking, she's talking on mute. So
oh,
we're
you're
gonna
absolutely
go,
right. I really was. Okay, let me start.
I was going to go up north. Welcome, CeeLo, to the show.
Good morning in the afternoon. How do you guys do?
We are great. This Empowerment
yes.
Sunday, all the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. Good evening.
Hey, Toy.
What up? Empowerment Sunday. And again, you know, we've asked the question, and regardless of the situation, you know, I think we need to make sure that we're doing our part as it relates to child support, because what is the purpose of child support? It's to take care of the child, to make sure the child is being taken care of properly. And this is going to be an interesting program tonight. We want you to weigh in. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I do not have children, so I can't speak out of that experience. But I was a child whose mother received child support from my dad. And I can remember this because even as a kid, as a teenager, you know, I used to be like, yo, what do they expect you to do with that? And what I meant was the amount of the child support. It was kind of ridiculous, in my opinion, for what I thought my dad made salary-wise. You know, I was one of five kids, you know, so, you know, who am I? I'm not special. But, you know, the amount was, like, measly, you know, compared to what it probably should have been. And I know that there was probably some, well, I'm not going to say that, but hey, does U.S. child support laws need to be overhauled? CeeLo, have
yes,
you ever had to pay child support, or have you ever filed child support?
Okay. No, I've never had to pay child support. And I don't pay child support right now. You know, as you guys know, my daughter lives with her father, and I get her on the holidays and summertime. What I pretty much do is just pay for, you know, like pay for her clothing and stuff like that, or whatever it is that she needs. So usually she just I give her money when I see her, and I buy her clothes and all that stuff. But I did file for child support years ago, and her father was paying me. Really, he was giving me like $50 a week. You know, I really didn't require much because I was making good money. I just needed him to pick up the slack for, like, you know, daycare. You know, and that's really all I needed the money for was daycare. Well, by the time I got the money from him, I was pretty much either putting that back into my account or, you know, using it for any other things that she may need. So, you know, I know a lot of women who bank on that child support check just so they can go shopping for themselves. You know what I'm saying? So, I think it should be overhauled because, you know, our dynamics as families are changing. And it's like, you know, how it used to be where they'll say, oh, the kid deserves, I mean, he needs to be with the mother. But that's not the case anymore because you have mothers that are working, more mothers that are working now than they were when they even brought out child support, you know, laws.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of women were staying at home. So that's all. That's the reason why a lot of children mainly went with the mother, because most of the mothers were home. Well, back then,
right.
Anyway.
They
were
stay-at-home moms back then.
Right.
Yeah, my grandmother
was
a stay-at-home
you know?
Mom.
Right. And I was raised.
One thing.
Right.
I'm sorry. One thing that I heard you say, or I think I heard you said, you said that you filed for child support when your daughter was with you. You filed for child support against him. But you aren't paying child support, which means that he did not file child support against you.
Correct.
Was that something that you all worked out and it was mutual?
Not necessarily. Because initially when she went to stay with him, it was pretty much the same because I've always, you know, bought her clothes. I was the only one providing for her, really. And there were times where I wasn't getting any money from him, you know, or it'd be, you know, spread out or whatever. So, you know, it got to a point where we had to go to mediation or whatever, and the court decided on how much he was to pay, which was way more than we had agreed upon ourselves, because we had agreed upon the $50 a week. Because at the time, that's all I had to pay for, you know, daycare. But then when we went, he wanted to go to court, so we went to court. We went to court, they upped it. It's like $300 and some. You know, so I don't know. But, no, he didn't take child support out on me. And I didn't have the money to give him anyway, so he couldn't take, I mean, he couldn't get nothing from nothing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and
right.
So the thing is, though, I make sure that she doesn't go without just as well as he makes sure she doesn't go without. But, she don't want for nothing.
Right. No, I got you. You are inside Empowerment Sunday, my friends. We are talking about that interesting topic of child support. You know, normally when we hear of child support, we automatically think of deadbeat dads and people who aren't paying child support. But tonight, the topic really isn't about that. The topic tonight is not to focus on deadbeat dads who are a major issue when it comes to child support, but it's to talk about the laws, because specifically, I'd like to know, how do we expect someone who's behind thousands of dollars in child support to be able to pay it back or to get ahead or to be credible or to have any kind of confidence or self-esteem or ambition if they're locked up, beat down, and they have a tag over their head, pretty much? How do we expect them to focus and to have hope in a hopeless situation? That's really what I want to talk about tonight. Are the U.S. child support laws fair, or do they need to be overhauled? If you don't do this, you won't have to worry about it. Coco Jones, Naked. Team, I'm Radio Live.
Let's play a game. Patience. Get naked. Take it off. Talking about your white teeth and your fancy jeans. Take them off for me. Shoes on your feet, hat on your head, gloves on your hands. I wanna see skin instead. I'd rather see all of your body.
Radio Live, and that was Coco Jones with
yep.
Get Off, Get Naked. Now, see, that's what y'all should have thought about before you had a kid, taking your clothes off.
Straight up. And I say, don't do that. You don't have to worry about child support.
Right.
Tonight's topic, are U.S. child support laws fair or are they in need of an overhaul? There are fathers all across the country who are trying to maintain and improve relations with their children and get rid of past debt due. And then there are deadbeats. But tonight's topic is not about the deadbeats who automatically come to mind when you think of child support. Tonight, it's really the question of the laws that vary from state to state. I have several male friends as well as female friends who have found themselves in situations in which they're dealing with the courts and they have to deal with each other, tumultuous relationships. And child support is crazy, tell you something. One of my homeboys told me recently that he paid $700 a month in child support. Tell you something. That's my mortgage in Virginia. If I had to pay $700 a month in child support, in addition to, you know, buying shoes and when your kids are with you and doing fun things, that's just ridiculous in my opinion. Now that's just in one court. Now you go to another court, and you have people paying pennies when they make thousands. It just doesn't make sense. Hit us up. Let us know your opinion on the laws. Are they fair or are they in need of an overhaul? I just really want to start talking about this so that we can stimulate the environment and really encourage more people to stand up, specifically dudes to stand up. You have rights, and I know most dudes feel like because they're felons, you know, they can't vote, they don't have a voice. But guess what? Get with somebody who can vote. Get with somebody who you feel does have a voice and share your opinions, share your concerns. We got to stand up and kind of, in my opinion, petition to change some of these laws. I don't have children, but I feel for the people who are finding themselves in ridiculous situations. I mean, life-altering situations over being garnished for child support, going to jail because of not being able to pay child support. How can I get ahead? How can I have hope if I'm locked up or if I'm a felon and I can't get a job, you know, over? Not because I robbed a bank, not because I got, you know, caught selling cocaine, but because I couldn't pay my child support. 917-889-3926. Hey, hit us up. Tell us your opinion tonight. Toya, have you ever been in a child support situation at all?
No, I have not, and don't plan on being in one.
Do you know people or know anyone who's dealt in child support issues or battles?
Yeah, my brother-in-law, he goes through something new every few months as soon as his daughter's mother finds out that he's making more money or he's, you know, she gets upset about the girl that he's currently with. It's always a big thing. So, you know, and then I have guys that do stuff for their kids, but because the woman's being spiteful because she doesn't, you know, she's upset they're not together or, you know, whatever it is. They go through what it is they go through, and, you know, I have female friends who aren't getting what they should get, or they're getting more than what they actually need, you know, from the guy, until they want to be spiteful. So, you know what I mean? You know, I've seen it all. I've never been in any of those situations, and again, don't plan on it, but it all goes back to what my mother always said, you better be careful who you lie down with.
Hey, and 'cause you might get up with fleas.
Yeah. But
something
you can
never get rid of.
But then you also have fathers who take the children so that they don't have to pay child support. or you know,
guess what?
Like,
I can respect that.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, it probably worked out better for him.
Yeah, specifically for a dad who really isn't bothered by their children. I'm gonna tell you, and that's real, because for a long time I felt like my dad was bothered by all of us. You know, it was so many damn kids. He was like, "Yo, I'm better on the water." He was a merchant seaman. He was like, "I gotta go." And let me tell you something. That's a bad thing for your kids to know that. Because when it comes to building relations, you know, you may not want to be with us today, but you're gonna be old. Who gonna be with you?
Want your kids to be around you then. Mm-hmm.
Hey, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA. We love her. Give it up for Domare. Welcome to the show.
And I love y'all too. All right, all right, all right. What's happening? We're up on your nachos, everybody. Hey, baby.
What's good? Hey, Domare. Child support. Let me go back to Toya first of all. Toya. Do the laws need to be overhauled, or are they being enforced? Okay, they do. Okay,
I think they definitely do. Only from seeing both sides, male and female, I think they definitely do. I believe here in Delaware, they just have like a formula they go by, and they don't take into consideration what the male or female, what you know, their bills are, and what they have to pay out. I think they just go by a formula. This is what you make, and this is what you're going to pay in child support. I could be wrong. I think that they definitely do need to be overhauled for everybody's sake. You know what I mean? You can't live – I don't think anyone can pay child support and live a decent life, like, because the more money you make, the more you have to give. So you're never going to be able to take care of yourself and take care of your household bills and dues. Like, I just don't see how people can do it.
Yeah, let me tell you, it's very tough. When my dude told me that he's paying $700 a month in child support. And listen, I've heard people pay higher. You know, my uncle, one of my uncles at one point, who was working, at a shipyard, you know, making money, you know, he was paying up to like $1,200 a month. So I'm going to tell you, they can't live. A man cannot live sufficiently, you know, this is just my opinion. A man cannot live sufficiently without having a wife that's bringing in an income that supplements the income that's going out in child support. And for those who don't have a wife, guess what? They're looking for one.
Right. Isn't that income also considered part of their household income? So then the child support goes up as well. I don't know if it's like that in all states, but I don't know if it's like that in some.
I'm not sure. I think it varies from state to state. I think it does. I think it varies. 917-889-3926. Hey, hit us up. Give us your opinion on this real interesting topic, because I would like to see a federal bill passed that kind of, you know, regulates what happens within the states, because it needs to be consistent first and foremost, because that's what drives people, you know, to move to this part of the country, because they don't really care, you know, versus that part of the country. We need a standardized law that's enforced from state to state. And I know that may be a interesting, you know, issue or position for a lot of people, because, you know, they don't like the fact that government can control anything, you know, within the states. But guess what? There are many federal laws the states have to abide by, and I think there should be, you know, a proposal. You know, we can even – I'll make the proposal. You know, I'll do the law request. I just need some feedback from you all. You know, hey, I think this is my position. If a dude is trying to do better, let me use myself for an example. If I had three kids, I owe child support on all of them. So let's say, you know, I owe maybe 6 years of back child support, but I see my children every other weekend. They can vouch for the fact that they see me, we have fun, I buy shoes. Anytime she calls me, they get what they need. But I'm behind in back child support. I think there should be some type of law proposed. If I am in good standing, I am not a deadbeat. I'm trying to maintain my personal sufficiency, build relations with my kids, and get rid of the past debt as best I can. I believe I don't deserve a pass, but I should have some type of something applied. I should get some type of, you know, I don't know. If I'm doing a 180 in my life and I can prove it, there should be some criteria established. You know, the mom or my baby's mom has to kind of sign off, you know, and it's done. Once she signs off, it's done. It's no, she gets mad at me and goes back, and, you know, no, it's done. Some kind of law should be applied to me to where I don't have all of that money hanging over my head and I can see, you know, the light of day. I need some hope.
What?
I need hope.
Yeah, but the thing is this. Let me say this. That for, like, say, for instance, you have a situation where a mother, say it's a single parent, right, raising a child by herself. If she goes applies for assistance, whether it be food stamps or Medicare or, you know, even TANF, you know, the temporary assistance, the monetary money that, you know, maybe social services may give you, a lot of times they ask for the information of the father, and they'll give the, you know, the mothers the assistance they need, but they will, the state, especially in Virginia, will take it over and look for the father and try to get that money back. So sometimes it's not even the parents that go out and start the child support. Sometimes, depending on what state you're in, the state will pick it up, depending on how much assistance is needed. Sometimes the state will go after the fathers or the mothers and not necessarily the parents. And the thing is, I don't think they could go to jail, though. That's the craziest thing to me. And that's the craziest thing in the world. If her father had never gave me any money, I would never want to see him in jail. First of all, I don't want my daughter's father in jail. Second of all, what good could he do for her in jail? I'm not going to take her to see him in jail.
But I think the state only gets involved in some states when the person has filed for assistance. So I think you're right there. But again, that's my point with what kind of standardizing the laws. You know, with the proposal, there's some massive reconstruction that has to take place. And again, you know, this is wishful thinking, right? But I think the dialogue is necessary. 917-889-3926. Hit us up. Let's go to Virginia. Area code 757. Last four digits, 8946. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Ellen from Virginia Beach.
Ellen, big up. What's cracking?
Hey.
Hey, long time no hear. Hey,
I
Ellen.
I know, I was listening.
Are the U.S. child support laws fair, or do they need an overhaul?
Oh, they're not fair. I was just listening to a young lady there that with social welfare, you know, when it's man or woman to go to get assistance for the children, because my son who is locked up right now, the girl he has the baby with, he's 7 now. She's been on welfare since that child was born because my son has been locked up. Well, I don't want him to get a free pass, but because she's getting a check and food stamp every month and still went and had another baby with someone else, do not work, have not looked for any job, he is responsible for that $287 a month that she gets every month.
Oh, wow.
So while he's locked up, he's accruing. I got a bill the other day from them for $10,000 that when he gets out, he's going to be responsible for that $10,000, and it's going to keep building up as long as she's on welfare. But the bad part is they're not looking at her. She's young, 22 years old, have not kept a job since she dropped out of high school. So where's the help to help this girl to see? You need to find a job and help yourself. And he has to pay all of that. So when he gets out, he's going to have to deal with another story. But they are not fair to everyone. And I'm not saying that he should not be accountable because the child still has to eat and have to get clothes and everything while he's locked up. So somebody's going to pay for that. But they don't look upon that in any way. I know for me, I've never gotten child support for none of my boys. I've taken a different route. I don't know if it's my culture, but I just never took anyone to for child support because I felt if I have to force you to get some money from you so your child can eat, it's too much hassle for me. So I just did the best I could, but I just think it's not fair at all because I see that I have friends also that get $800 or $900 a month for one child. Their exes are in the military or whatever, and I also have a cousin that right now him and his wife is battling trying to get a lawyer because her husband has a child before they met. He pays about $700 a month, $600 or $700 a month for his daughter who's in New York. They live in Florida. The mother is going to school. She's not really working a regular job. Now they're looking at the wife's money also because the lady's going back saying she doesn't have enough money because she lives in New York. The expenses are expensive. So, you know, the wife is kind of upset now because she has her own son to take care of. And the husband's job working for American Airlines part-time is not enough money. She pays the bills in the house. He does have a little something to bring in after they take out that money for child support.
Wow, so they do look at the
some states do.
The union. Some states look at the union's finances. Wow.
Yes.
Ellen, stand by. It is a wow. That's a that's crazy. It's 7:36 in Rhode Island. It's 5:36 in San Francisco. It is 104 degrees out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all can keep that. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Talk Radio Show. Mixtape Trappers. Matt Payne on the beat. Birthmark, let's go. FLA to Georgia. Watch me move, South Cat, watch me move. All right, let go. Chewy.
Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch you move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch you move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch you move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Money on my mind, but my feet do the talking. If you with the grabbing it, you can get to walking. No time for no problems. Grinding like I'm starving. Shoot bricks like Shaq, rebound like Dennis Rodman. In the streets, they ask for a beat of the rock. I'm legit now, but I grind like a clock. When the sun comes up, I'm punching in the clock. When the sun goes down, I'm still on the clock. Took a little lint, then I made a few cents. Turned my few cents into some bucking Benjamins. This game in my kin, a chip off the old block. Done it like Dolomite. Shout out to my grandpa. Different accounts, oh yes, he's a businessman. Like to watch the money grow when shit hits the fan. I can flip the words in the crack like tradition. Hit the strip club, turn these bitches to some riches. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. A savage with words, rack rappers is hors d'oeuvres. Sexy women with curves, I treat them like dessert. They saying I'm a jerk without dressing like a jerk. Real nigga, it be my title, my connection is my purse. Going head first, but then I'm cautious about my steps. Playing Pac-Man whenever enemy is felt. Let me loosen my belt, beef is treated like Angus. Shitting up on these tracks now, let me clean my anus. I ain't speaking Spanish, so you understand this. Homeboy, it's hard of time, so please. Bring your napkin, standing like a captain, cut hand like a maverick.
Treating with this weapon, no, that gotta happen.
Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move.
TM Hyman Radio Live, birthmark, something out of nothing. Watch me move. Tonight we're discussing on this Empowerment Sunday, child support laws fail. Do they need to be overhauled? Personally, I guess I really never gave it any thought because me personally, I haven't experienced, I don't have a personal child support experience. Do I know people going through? I guess, yes. I see it from all perspectives. I even see, you know, some people, for instance, I was in the hairdresser and the ladies were saying, they were talking about how the kids' fathers were deadbeats, and one of the girls in particular was saying, that's okay, if he don't pay, I'm going to get his wife to pay. That's all right. He got a wife. And I'm like, really? And it just brought me back to the statement that Toya said. It's like her mom said, know who you laying down in the bed with. So as a woman now, it's this other woman's fault because you laid in the bed with a deadbeat dude who's not taking care of the kid. And I'm like, that's not even right. But me personally, I don't have any – my child's taken care for. She was taken care for before she was born. And she still is taken care for her father's name. So I did like what you said, Terrence. They need some consistency. I guess they take every case on an individual basis or what, but I think, yeah, they do need to come up with a little bit more, some other laws to help guys and, women and men on both sides. Because I think, you know, men get done wrong and women get done wrong. So.
Yeah, definitely. Most child support court orders will allow a non-custodial parent to be incarcerated if they fail to obey the law of paying child support. A non-custodial parent can be sentenced to time to up to 6 months. You know, while incarcerated, the parent is still responsible for the amount due. And Ellen just said, you know, her son is in jail right now, and he's responsible for the assistance that his baby's mom is getting from the government, even though she has another boyfriend and I'm sure another revenue stream. The laws absolutely need to be overhauled.
Yeah. And, you know, Simon, what I want to say, I'm sorry, what I wanted to say really quick was beyond that, because we know laws take a long time, even when we start generating ideas and we go to different stages to get things done, I think that when we bring it back to the family, staying in the family, where women and men can be divorced or separate and go their other ways, but still be responsible parents and make decisions together, come to an agreement, and we could work with one another. They may miss a month. They may miss a week, whether it's a man or a woman. It's not just a man's side, because women are deadbeats too. There's some women out here that all they want the money for is to go and party and buy clothes, get their hair done and nails done. So it's a two-way street. We just hear a lot more about the men. But I think that when couples break up, we need to understand that beyond that relationship of me and that man being together, we are parents still. Let's come to an agreement that's going to fit both our households. So if he got a new wife and you move on with your life, let's not try to make his new wife and his family broke, because I want to go in for gold and I want to take everything he got. But I think that we need to come back and say, let's work this out. What can you afford to do? Let's work together. As you make more money, then I'll expect you to give your daughter or your son more. So bringing it back to the table and saying, hey, families need to learn. We need to grow up. As adults, we got to grow up. We're very selfish beings, because a lot of us say we're good mothers and fathers, but we think about what's best for us. We not think about a child. Even when, like Terrence, you said, a man comes, he spends time every other weekend with his child. Some women don't give men credit for that. I don't care about that. I want your check, and if your check is not here, you ain't seeing her this weekend. So we got a lot of stereotypes, and we got a lot of issues within ourselves, and we call ourselves parents. So I'm a parent, and there's mistakes I've made. So I can say this from my mouth as a woman, that a lot of us have a lot of drama with us. And it's not about the children. It's about us and how we feel and whether that man hurt us enough, when we're going to keep it and keep digging into him or her, whoever it is, till we can't do it no more. So we got to grow up, take the government out sometimes and say, look, we're going to make the decision on our child because we had this child together. But we give the government power to come into our homes and make decisions for us, and then we got to live with them.
That's right. That's right. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us tonight, Ellen, and your passionate feedback. Go ahead, Cielo. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. I was just going to add, because I just wanted to kind of piggyback off of what Ellen was saying. I mean, it's really, it's a lot of emotions involved, you know, and a lot of women do, well, women and men, because, you know, you have men who, like, if they're dealing with a woman who they feel is not using the money for the children, but using the money to get their hair done and get their nails done and, you know, buy their new clothes, you know. So a man may say, oh, I'm not going to give her no money because I don't want her spending my money on her new dude, or I don't want her spending the money on herself. And the thing is that, honestly, you can't care about that. You know, you got to hope for this. I mean, I know when my father was paying child support, he was hoping that I got it, but I know I wasn't getting it. And I think my child support, I think it was only like $260-some a month, if that. And that was back in like the 80s or whatever. But it's like a lot of emotions involved. And if people could just remove the emotion from it and think about the child, it would go a lot smoother. Like, if my daughter was to come back with me today, I don't want any money from him. Yes, I would want him to pretty much to do the same thing I'm doing. Get her what she needs when she needs it. Or as you feel she needs it, you know, because the thing is, either way she's going to get fed. Either way she's going to have somewhere to live. Either way she's going to have clothes on her back, regardless of what I have to do. So even the times that he didn't give me money, I still had to make my own moves, you know. You know, I didn't depend on that check. A lot of people use that as their extra income. You know, oh, I can go buy this brand new car so I get my child support check, you know.
Yeah, and that's wrong. Absolutely wrong. Let's go to the phones. Area code 305, last four digits, 9437. Thanks for rocking with us tonight, Inside Empowerment Sunday. Tell us your name and you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
Hey, T, this is Mrs. Milton. How are you?
Mrs. Milton, what's cracking?
Yes. I'm calling because, you know, right now my husband is in this situation with child support. His daughter, he takes care of freely, no questions asked. Sent her mom $300 a month, at least once a month. We're traveling down to see her. That's money. We're spending money on clothes and shoes and trips to out of town, just, you know, so the kid is happy. And in 2 weeks, we have to go to court because she has decided to put him on child support. She's not happy with what she's receiving from him. So, like Ellen said, you know, it's a lot of emotions, and a lot of women don't realize is at the end of the day, it's not about you, it's not about him, it's about the child.
Wow.
You know, we going on these trips.
You know, go ahead.
Going on these trips, we're spending at least $300. So on top of the $300 she's getting, we're spending $300 on a trip, plus she's getting clothes and shoes and whatever else she may ask for. So you're getting more than you're probably going to get from a court.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Has your income been impacted or come into play with the child support judgment of your husband?
Not at this time. But I don't doubt that she won't try to go for my income. I'm not sure that it'll be allowed. From what I've been told, it won't be allowed. But if it is, we'll definitely have to have another hearing.
Mrs. Milton, is that due to the case and the timing of the case, or is that specific to the state law?
I think it's more specific to the state of Florida. It has nothing to with when she put him on child support or anything like that. I think it has to do with the state law. And I heard someone say earlier, you know, if a mother files for assistance, sometimes the state go ahead and put that father on child support. But what a lot of women don't know is you can file for assistance, and when they ask you, is the parent absent or is the parent helping you, you have that option to say, he's helping me. You know, he's doing what he can do, but I still need help. And that will stop the state from going after him.
Mrs. Milton, hang out with us. It's 7:50, everybody on the East Coast. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
My, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
It's so natural to me to sleep in them thighs and dance off of Stevie Wonder's ribbon in the sky. It's so natural to me, I can see it in your eyes. There's no way to hide your body language, never lie. It's so natural to me, we close face to face. I'm used to the taste, your lingerie lace. It's okay for you to leave your panties at my place. Some say the adventure ain't the finish, it's the chase. So natural to me when I plant my flag, plan house for the weekend and I pack my bag. So natural to me the way you gon' brag when I cook you some breakfast like a stay-at-home dad. It's so natural to me, no plans in advance. The next thing you know, she got her hands in my pants. It's so natural to me to have your knees locked when I A, B, C, D, F, the G spot.
Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
It's so natural to me to service your needs, and when that pretty kitty cat purrs that I feel. So natural to me to dig deep inside and listen to you sing, baby, then she can ride. It's so natural to me, I make her come first, and after you finish, she can get a gum burst. So natural to me, you can be my young nurse. Got the ruler says she never seen nothing hung worse. It's so natural to me, I just overdoes it. She climbs up the wall and she screams that she love it. So natural to me, I make your legs shake. Have your call and tell your job, you gon' be half a day late. It's so natural to me to have your back arcing close to the wall like handicapped parking. It's so natural to me to make you want more. Says she love the way you feel when she walk around.
My. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
Baby girl, you're naturally a part of me, naturally honor me. Maybe just for kicks, we should go on eHarmony and upload our profiles and see what type of match it be. Watch how everything comes back naturally. And I'm naturally satisfied when you put your hand in mine. Gravity be pulling us together like we magnetize. Stroking to the rhythm while you're squeezing and you're scratching me. I love the way you feel, we doing whatever comes naturally. It's so natural to me when we walk around nude and sip some bottled water and talk about food. Like what you wanna eat, cause I don't feel like cooking. Now baby, you decide, I don't feel like looking. It's so natural to me, we touch one another, then hop in the bedroom and crush in the covers. So natural to me, when I leave your sheets torn, so just listen to this song and you can feel me when I'm born.
My. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This
this is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
Exactly, and that's what it boils down.
TMI Radio Live, and that was the Have Nots featuring Shots with Natural. And tonight on Empowerment Sunday, we are talking about the U.S. child support laws fair, or do they need an overhaul? And before we went to break, we were speaking with Ms. Milton, and I'd like you to continue, Ms. Milton, with your point of view on this subject.
You know, I just feel like there needs to be more regulation going on, especially, you know, when men have a concern that the money they're sending is not being spent on their child. What can the U.S. law do so that these men know your money isn't going to nowhere? You know, is it a way where, okay, I buy what the child needs and I send the state the receipts? That's the same thing as the money that the mom would be receiving. That child is getting taken care of.
Right.
Yeah. Don't you think that's out of control, though, Mrs. Milton? Why does the state have to get involved at all? Right? I totally agree, one, that the accountability piece needs to be, you know, more stabilized. I think the entire structure needs to be overhauled. But you know what's frustrating to me? It goes back to conception, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't need a judge to tell us to lay down. So why do we need a judge to handle our business? And I know that's a rhetorical question, right? But I agree. We should know that if the money's going to the child or for the child, it's being spent on the child.
And Terrence, I agree with you 100%. The state should not have to get involved. But like Ellen said, a lot of the times it boils down to emotions. Women become upset that the man has moved on, and they feel like they're hurting him per se by involving the state. But like you said, at the end of the day, there was no one there when a man and a woman laid down to produce this child. And it should be a 50-50 thing. Both parents should be willing to take care of that child without any other party getting involved.
Right. Stand by for me, Tisha. Mrs. Tisha Milton, repping Miami tonight. Florida represent. Hey, stand by. Let's go area code 813. Last four digits, 6300. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ms. Thomas, calling from Tampa.
Ms. Thomas, does
yes.
the U.S. child support laws, are they fair in your opinion, or do they need an overhaul?
They're not fair at all.
Not fair at all. Tell us why.
Well, I feel that, first of all, like your co-host was saying, that her mother was always telling her, choose who you go to bed with. That's the first thing. Because dating somebody, having a child with someone, you didn't get the law involved to get the permission if you could go to bed with them. So I don't think it's right for a woman to take a man to court to force them to take care of their own.
Absolutely.
So I've experienced it because my ex-husband had to go to court for child support, and I was there. At the time, he wasn't working. When the judge asked him, well, you're not working, how do you take care of yourself? He was like, well, my wife is working. She does everything. The judge came out and said, well, I guess your wife has another bill because you're going to have to pay that child support.
Wow.
Wow.
So, and another point I want to make, too, like the other caller said, when you go to ask for assistance, it's up to you if you want that the baby father to go on child support. Because at a point I wasn't working, and I went for assistance. When they asked me for my daughter's father, I told them, I don't want him on child support. That's one thing. And second, I didn't know where he was at. Because I didn't want to get him involved in child support, even though he never took care of my daughter. But I felt that that's a bad thing to get the court involved to have someone take care of your child.
Absolutely. Hey, Joanne, thanks for your comment tonight. Hey, stand by for me. It's 8:01 on the East Coast. If you are out and about in the city of Tampa tonight, don't miss out. Yo Gotti, live in concert at the Vanity Ultra Lounge, $30 at the door. You can hit up J Real at 813-735-1299 for more information. Yo Gotti, getting it cracking tonight at the Ultra Lounge. Hit up J Real for more information. You can contact him at 813-735-1299. You're inside Empowerment Sunday, Sunday, August 7th, 2011. This is Natural. We'll be right back.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see, I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night life, the bright light. Brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
WHEC, Inside Empowerment Sunday. That joint right there is called Natural. I like that. That's a smooth groove. Tonight's topic, are U.S. child support laws fair, or are they in need of an overhaul? The reality is, you know, many fathers out there are trying to get ahead, at least trying to maintain and improve relations with their children and clear past due debt. But in some instances, the debt is just ridiculous. I've heard my brother owed like $48,000 in back child support like 5 years ago. So I'm sure it's more now because the situation hasn't changed. The bill is not being paid down. You know, I don't think to the point to where it's really making a difference. It's my opinion that the law needs to be overhauled. Deadbeats exist, yes. But in my opinion, you know, dudes need to stand up and become more politically involved and conscious of what's really happening. Laws are made by men. And if we can get enough men together, we can change the law. It takes men standing up for themselves in order to change the law. Great segue. Our special guest tonight is a dude that stands up for himself. He's a hip-hop recording artist. He's a producer. He's a promoter. And his name speaks, I think, clearly for himself. Welcome, Law, to the show, everybody. Welcome to the show, bro.
What's going on, bro? How you been?
Hey, man, good. Hey, we don't have no new music, man. I thought we had some new, we was featuring some new music with you tonight.
Yeah, I know, right? I guess I was a little bit too late pressing the send button, and y'all got it a little bit too late. But, I mean, mm-hmm. y'all got it in the archive, but it probably just have to wait, you know, for the next show, I guess.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll get it on Wednesday. We got more than enough music from you, though, man. Hey, Laura, are U.S. child support laws fair or do they need an overhaul?
Well, me personally, you know, I don't think none of these laws are pretty much fair, really, you know. But from my perspective, I've never been in that situation because I'm childless. I don't have no kids. So that's one problem I ain't had to worry about, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I don't think
me
you
either.
Should go to jail for not paying your child support. It should be some other type of option. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it got to be some type of law to govern, you know, that situation so people do pay. Because people don't pay their bills all the time, and they don't pay because they ain't got to worry about nothing except messing their credit up. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. To each his own, I guess.
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, to each his own, definitely. You know, I just think that the law should help us to manage this a little better with some consistency first and foremost. But I think the incarceration...
Right.
is extreme. You know, I don't think the law should be telling us anything about our children, first and foremost. You know, there's a law we were given by God, and if we followed God's law, we would need man's law to tell us what to do. Nevertheless, my friends, we got hip-hop recording artist Law hanging out with us tonight. We got Ellen live from Virginia Beach. We got Mrs. Milton coming to us live from Tampa tonight. Of course, Domare live from Chesapeake. Toya live from Newark. CeeLo, Charlotte, and I'm coming to you from Florida. We got the East Coast hemmed up for the most part. Hey, Law, what's been good with you, bro? What's going on, man?
Oh, same old grind, same old, you know, same old everyday thing. I'm, you know, trying to get me to do what I do. Got the website, just dropped a mixtape, Radio War, about a month ago. You know, my people's having an album release party, Diamond Dialect, at Patty's in Portsmouth. If you're familiar with this side, you know where that's at. You know, it's going down. I'll be performing myself. It's going to be a good show. You know, just
when is that?
Regular grind, same old day, same old thing.
When is that show?
August 13th. That's this Saturday coming up at 10 p.m. Diamond Dialect, album release party for their album, Gem Stars.
All right, that's what's good. And where is it again? This Saturday.
And Patty, yeah. This Saturday in Portsmouth, Virginia, at Patty's, Patty O'Brien, downtown Portsmouth.
Radio Wars, hey, you gave us, you kind of teed up that mixtape the last time you was on. Tell us a little bit about Radio Wars, how you came up with that concept.
Well, Radio Wars, basically me going in on beats that's on the radio but doing my own version. Then it's also mixed in with original music also. But it's basically just, you know, I feel like everybody knows music has changed, you know, with the balls and the changes from the 80s to the 90s to where we, you know, the 2000s and then so on and so forth. And me personally, you know, I got a time machine, and that time machine got 1990s up there, and I just miss that kind of music, you know what I'm saying? And it didn't change completely. You know, anybody can rap now. All you got to do is throw some, you know, auto-tune or some type of effect on your voice, and, you know, people getting on over songs is not worth anything, you know. I'm like an 80s baby. Like, every time, you know, this might not be rap, but when I bring it back to things like Al Green, you know what I'm saying? When you hear that, you feel that every time you hear it. Like, I just heard this song the other day, and it's a 70s song, and it's 2011. Like, where did this music go? Like, the music that's on right now, I'm not going to want to listen to this in 2020. You know, some songs maybe, but for the most part, it's not timeless. And I want to bring back timeless music. And until then, it's going to be a radio war. We got to take the radio back over. You understand me? So that's what that's about. So that's the mixtape. That's volume one. And I'm going to just keep running until we win this war. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, everybody's going to jump on the same track. You feel me? I'm going to have an army. Everybody's going to be screaming radio war until we change it. You feel me?
Alright, Empowerment Sunday. Here's a classic from Law featuring C Roller. This joint right here is called What You Say? We'll be right back.
Radio Live.
Law featuring C. Roller. That joint is called What You Say. Our special guest tonight, hip hop recording artist, Law will pick right up right after Entertainment National News, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. You love her, even if you don't. She's up anyway. Give it up for CeeLo.
Good afternoon and the morning time. It is August already, Sunday, August 7th, 2011. Okay, so look, got a lot of music information for you guys. First and foremost, this is hot off the press. Big Boy of Outkast, he was arrested today in Miami getting off a cruise ship. Now, they found on him ecstasy and Viagra. And currently, he is being detained in the Miami-Dade County Jail. I don't know. He's too young to have Viagra. I don't know about that. But I don't know, Big Boy. I was rooting for you for a minute. But anywho. Let's go to a flashback. Force MDs. Do you guys remember Force MDs, Tender Love? Oh, my gosh. Well,
yes,
they have a new documentary coming out. It's going to be their first ever, and it's called The Force MDs Relived. And this documentary is comprised of interviews and special guests, and they will be a special screening on August 13th at the Tribeca Theater in New York. So if you want more information on that, just contact me and I'll give you that. Because they didn't have anything listed, you know, outside of, you know, the location where it was going to be held at. So if you
get a chance, how do they contact you?
MadamBoston@hotmail.com. MadamBoston, MadamBoston @hotmail.com. Yes. Okay, now. This was kind of sad to me. Newcomer and newly signed to Good Music, Big Sean, you know, the song he has with Chris Brown, Like I Never Had It At All. Well, Big Sean and Say It Ain't Tone has been accused of sexual assault, stemming from a show that they did in Lewistown, New York. Now, both received misdemeanors, but are denying the allegations of sexual assault. And there was one female that was actually, you know, alleging that they sexually assaulted her. But that is a developing story, so as I get more about that, I will let you guys know. Now, last but not least, the DOC, he is ready to make it funky for us again. He's back with Dr. Dre. He's chilling with Erykah Badu by his side. He's working on the Detox album with Snoop and Dre, and also he's prepping for a stem cell surgery to repair his voice that was damaged during a 1989 car accident. Now, the surgery is being filmed for a new reality show that he's going to be involved in called I Got My Voice Back. So when I get some time going, you know, when that's going to air, I will definitely let you guys know. But that is all that I have for you for today. And whatever you do, do it well.
Thank you very much, Madam CeeLo Boston. Hey, if you think you have news we can use, hit CeeLo up. What's that email again?
MadamBoston@hotmail.com. That's M-A-
That was premature. Finish.
Right. Okay, so MadamBoston@hotmail.com. And Hotmail is spelled HOTMAIL. Okay, because people have really been leaving the I out. I don't know why, but hot.
It's spelled Madam. Spell Madam for him again.
Madam. MadamBoston.
Oh, you even forgot. Madam CeeLo Boston with our Entertainment National News live out of Charlotte tonight.
Yes. But you know
what? Now get it right, hey buddy, watching me regulate the limelight. This ain't no democracy. Take a second thought. All these people really into me. Then I just laugh like, why would they pretend to be? I'm on, I'm with it. I'm trying to make a profit. So how come when I shop, I take the Gucci out the pocket? No lie. And when I pass by, they like, hello. Looking back at that girl, cause that thing move like hello. Got love for my fans. Can't forget about the haters. Say hello, how you doing? And I hope I see you later. When you see me in your city, jump, go ahead and say, jump, go ahead and say,
jump, go ahead and say,
hello. I got your girl in the coupe still. She just wanna say hello, cause I'm super real. But I got it, I got it. Hello world, I got it.
My hands in the sky, see me walking by.
It's so surreal how everybody jockin', and they don't say what's up, cause hello is on and popping. Got that Harry Potter flow, magic running in my veins, like J.K. Rowling was writing in my brain. Yeah, and I ain't trying to sound so orthodox, but drill it in your head, people always trying to stop and watch, trying to break these records, no stopwatch, stopwatch. Look at that girl over there, just pop lock, she get it too. I say hello like I'm into you, you say hello cause you want it to. See, there's a difference, boo. But if you get this stuff over here, I might listen to you. And don't bring your friends, they can be here too. Yeah, but why do I be feeling so alone? Feeling like a BlackBerry surrounded by iPhones. But I got it, I got it. Hello world, I got it.
My hands in the sky, see me walking by.
Your boy's hot, I got it.
Hello, hello,
hello,
I got it.
Hello,
I got it.
Hello, you might hear me on the radio, see me on a video I put on, but for my city,
I got it. Hello,
I got it.
Hello,
I got it.
Hello,
I got it.
Hello,
I got it.
Hello.
Sunday, where we were having a really good discussion on child support laws and do they need a makeover. I think the general consensus is yes, they do. Not fair to the man or woman who's put in a situation they have to pay and they're already taking care of their child or children. Law, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, now we know you don't have children, but I'm quite sure you have friends or family that have been put in situations in which they were taking care of their child, but because of a spiteful ex or baby's mother or baby's father, they had to come out their pocket for more, and at this point they're not supporting the child, they're supporting the other parent. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I don't like that at all, like putting people on child support, you know, for you and not the child. That ain't good. That's one thing that's definitely wrong with it. It should be some type of way, like maybe a card or something. You know how they got EBT cards? Maybe it should be a child support card, the way, you know what I'm saying? Like, to where you can't, like, you know what I mean? So to make sure that you're getting something for your child, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so you can't go get a new tattoo with that child support money or something. They know your child ain't getting no tattoo, so how you spending that money on your child? You understand what I'm saying?
Like
so maybe
that,
like,
monitoring the spending.
Right.
Right.
They have to have somebody show the parent what the parent's spending their money on.
Exactly. You know.
You know what? What's crazy is because my daughter's father didn't take me for, child support, I honestly, because of the way I think and I don't trust anybody, I still have all the receipts for as long as she's been with him. I have all the receipts for everything that I have purchased her, just in case. You know, if he tries to pull that, well, she didn't do this. She didn't. No, I've spent money, sir. I buy her what she needs, you know. I mean, he even said, he told her, make sure your mom takes you school shopping. Now, honestly, I was offended because I always take her school shopping. But the thing is, she likes to keep stuff here and take some stuff back with her. So, but she would never say, oh, well, I left, you know, my other clothes at my mom's. You know what I'm saying? He just will respond. He won't, you know, he doesn't ask her any questions. So, like, in his mind, I probably don't buy her anything.
Mrs. Milton,
both over here, right?
Does your husband keep the receipts?
We do. We have the receipts for shoes, clothes, toys, money we deposit in the bank. We have everything. And we sent that into the court as proof, but we still have to go to this hearing.
Right. Yeah.
Law, do we do enough as men? I know men who, you can't speak from experience. I can't speak from experience, but we're surrounded by, you know, people who are impacted by this process, right? Do we do enough as citizens politically, or do we feel like it just doesn't matter? The man has his foot on our neck. Do we speak
the
up
man
enough?
Has
do
our
we
foot
feel like we can speak up?
We should feel like we can speak up, you know what I'm saying? But the man definitely has a foot on our neck, and that's exactly how people are going to think. Do y'all know the sign of the Virginia Commonwealth sign? Do y'all know what that look like?
Right,
absolutely. I'm looking at it. His foot is on
exactly.
The chest. It's the chest, not
exactly.
The neck.
See, I don't understand that, but you know what I mean? It show you right there. Like, it's putting it right in your face. What
conquer.
It, is, you know
it
what
represents
but,
conquer. They
yeah,
conquered the battle.
Right, it does. And that can also be turned over. You know, the person that's on the ground could be the person with the foot on the other neck. It's how you're looking at it. Like, of
right.
course we can, you know, we can do more if we voice our opinion, but that goes with everything. That goes with this whole debt ceiling thing and all the other crazy mess. But we don't voice our own opinion. All we do is try to blame somebody else for not doing what they should do instead of voicing our own opinion. You know what I'm saying? Things ain't going to... Yeah, there it is.
there it is.
We'd
rather sit back and complain and talk about it, and in some instances get penalized, go to jail, have these debts over our heads, rather than to actually campaign to change legislation. Law, you just said we should feel like we have a voice and we can change the laws. But Mrs. Milton, do you feel your husband feel he has a voice and that he can actually change the law?
Yes, I feel that he knows he has a voice because at the end of the day, it comes down to educating yourself. And before you can do anything about a given law, you have to know that law, and you have to know what the court is capable of doing and what they're not capable of doing. And he's full aware of how much they can withhold from his check and all of those things. So he knows that he can stand up for himself at any given time.
And that's awesome what you said, because it is about education, and specific to the laws in the state of Florida, and I'll just name a few, right? And I'll just encourage folks to do their own research based on the laws in your state. But Florida is really, really serious about just the whole application process of filing for child support, because they figure if you do it, then it's serious. They take you through a rigorous process after charging you a $25 fee for the application. They will manage the process over interstate, you know, lines. It don't matter. If you file in Florida, they will come get you in Omaha. You know, when it comes to enforcing child support in Florida, not a game. They will suspend your license, which I think that's pretty much a standard. They will withhold your taxes. You know, any kind of lottery winnings that they find out about, you better not file in your name. They're coming to get it. They will put liens on your house, your land, your car, your boat, levies on your bank accounts. The credit bureau is going to know you a deadbeat. You don't pay your bills. And then it leads up to that arrest. That warrant is coming to your house. Familiarize yourself with the laws. Tonight's question, tonight's topic and question, are U.S.
You know
child support laws fair, or do they need an overhaul?
I just thought about something. Because, you know, you were saying earlier about, you know, how, like, some guys, they'll get felonies or whatever, so they can't get jobs. But then think about those people who are not educated and have children, and they can't get jobs because of their education level. Why can't there be a rehab, or why, you know, why is there not a program that helps the parents, whomever, you know, whoever the paying parent is, helps the parent, you know, either get the training or even, I guess, be more proactive. That's what I'm trying to get to. Why can't the court system be more proactive in assisting those parents that may not be educated enough to get a higher-paying job so they can pay for those children? Because once the kids are here, they're here. There's no need to say, oh, well, you should have thought about it before you did it. It's already done, you know. So for those parents who are not educated, can they get, you know, some kind of training to help them get the higher-paying job? Or if they're already in a, you know, a mediocre-paying job where they can go to training to get, you know, like a continuing education training so that they can be positioned. I mean,
I think that's all a part of the overhaul that's necessary.
Right. And it's very necessary. But the thing is that not just the people who have children need to speak up, because you, even though you don't have children, you're still paying for the children who don't have health insurance that are getting the assistance. You see what I'm saying? So it's like if it takes a village to raise a child, then those are the premises that we should go on, you know, because we're all paying for it anyway. If you pay taxes, you're paying for somebody else's kid anyway and your own.
Yeah, I think this is a great topic. I think we should do a part two to this tomorrow night, because I think it's serious. And we'll try to actually bring on some experts who can help us to really drill down on this, because as you look at, you know, laws from state to state, they're different, and we need some help. We need a voice, but it starts with us, my friends. Our special guest tonight is hip-hop recording artist Law, hanging out with us. The topic, is the U.S. child support laws on point, or do we need to modify? I think it's unanimous. We need to modify. Hey, Law, Tupac back. That's off Radio Wars, right?
Yeah.
Hey, tell us how we can follow you, and we're going to get into this joint, Tupac back, off the new mixtape Radio Wars from my dude Law. How can we follow you, bro? Facebook, Twitter, website?
Oh, getlawless.com is the website. You know, you can download the mixtape. I got all the mixtapes that I've released on the website. GetLawless.com, or you can go to That Piff. You know, I'm also on Facebook, / I'm Lawless, Twitter, Living Lawless. You know, Lawless everything, that's what it is. That's the brand, that's everything. Lawless Vision, that's the production company. Lawless Artists, that's the graphics company. You can check all that out at the website, GetLawless.com. Get me to do your work, you feel me? Give you the good music, do your graphic design for your album, your posters, whatever. You need your videos edited, I do that too. So, you know, it's getlawless.com. That's where you can reach me at.
Tupac back off of Radio Wars, Law. It's 9:35 in the AM out in Tokyo.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
I'm already convicted. My whole life has been turned around. I lost every job. I lost everything, every opportunity. I can't get buy cars, can't get rent, can't get none of that. But I'm still a survivor. You know, I'm still coming to court, still smiling, still signing autographs. But soon I'm going to go crazy. You know what I'm saying? And it's up to the world. You know, America eats babies. No matter what y'all think about me, I'm still your child. You know what I'm saying? You can't just turn me off like that.
Love. Radio war. Love. It's radio war. Love. What? Radio war. Radio war. Love. I had Tupac back when he never left. I made Tupac trapped. Then Tupac death. I make Tupac glad. You would have made Tupac mad. I was raised on Pac. I got Tupac swag. I had Tupac back when he never left. I made Tupac trapped. Then Tupac death. I make Tupac glad. I got Tupac swag. I was raised on Pac. Like Brock is my dad. Hey, what up, bro? Hey, what up with ya? If I was here, you know damn well he wouldn't fuck with ya. Police nigga, you can hold these niggas. Yeah, Brock's still alive and I'ma show these niggas. Hey, and fuck, flex for popping shit on stage. If you pop up dead, I wouldn't be too amazed. I got Tupac juice, that's why I don't fuck with no roots. I got that Tupac blow, that's why I live in a booth. Throw up my Tupac rag, got every color he had. I live a Tupac life, that's why they want me dead. But I'm Tupac black to shoot me in the head. And I still won't die. And even if I did, the whole world would think it's a lie. Cause I'm a legend like Pac. I think outside of the box. And I shoot at the cop. It's me against the world. So you know my gun is my girl. Picture me rolling. Yeah, Lord Ballin, keep bowling. And I never met the nigga, but I feel like I know him. Ain't wrote a rhyme from 96. Gotta be him flowing. Got a real ghost writer. From the one up higher. That's why everything I spit fire. Like it's fresh out the fryer. That's right, I'm black in Atlanta. Don't get smacked with the hammer. Cause I'll spit in your camera while I fix my bandana. Ha! That's my new style. That's my new style. That's my new style. That's my new style. I had Tupac back when he never left. I've been Tupac strapped. Tupac death, I make Tupac glad. You would've made Tupac mad. I was raised on Pac. I got Tupac swag. I had Tupac back when he never left. I've been Tupac strapped. Since Tupac death, I make Tupac glad. I got Tupac swag. I was raised on Pac. It's like Pac is my dad.
WHAC. TM Hobbit Radio Live.
Okay.
We collided there.
Yes, we did, because Tupac is back. You better get out of here.
Yes, sir.
I like that word.
The problem is Sunday.
Who is Rick Ross
right
and who else?
That's Rick Ross and Meek Mill.
Yeah, Meek Mill. I like that one.
Yeah, far as I'm concerned, it's a radio war, and that's now my beat. You know what I'm saying? Taking over the radio. You understand?
Hey, no doubt. Hey, my man Law hanging out with us. Hey, where in the world is Law? Out of VA. But what part of VA are you out of tonight, man?
Oh, I don't know. I'm in Chesapeake right now, but I'm from Portsmouth. You know what I mean? City of Portsmouth, where the Diamond Dialect album release party going to be at this Saturday, August 13th. Shout out to
Diamond
D, PGG, and all that.
No doubt. Hey, Law, what can we expect from you, man, in the next year? You grinding, man. You're putting a lot out in the atmosphere as far as your sound and your brand. A year from now, what should we expect?
Oh, I really can't call it because, you know, it depends how my brain, you know, work right. Because tomorrow I might be doing something different, and the next day after that I might be doing something else different. So I really don't know, but I can tell you this.
Day by day.
I will be, huh?
I see day by day.
Grind. You never know what ideas you're gonna come up with, especially with this brain I got is continuously working. So I can tell you that I'm gonna progress, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna continue to work on my craft and try to make everything I'm doing 10 times better, and then see where that lands me at and continue to grind and network and still put the name out and just go from there. And plus, I got, you know, a good circle of people around me. So if I don't make it, you know, my people's going to make it, and that's how we're doing it. And when they break through, I'm breaking through. If I break through first, they break through. You know, you got to have a team. You got to have your movement, and that's what it is, GetLawless.com. That's just one segment of the movement. We got Diamond Dialect doing their thing. We got PGG doing their thing. We got my people just doing their own thing, and we're going to put it all together and make it work. You understand me? Lawless, everything.
No doubt. Hey, again, thanks for hanging out with us, bro. You know for a fact you can slide through anytime, promote anything you're doing. Next Saturday night, it's going down. Check Lawless out. He's performing. It's the album release party. Give us the info one more time, bro.
Patty O'Brien's in Portsmouth, VA, August 13th, this Saturday. It's my People's Diamond Dives at release party for the album Gem Stars. You got a couple performances in there. One, Lawless, PGG, Chloe VA, Big Steve, you know, he going to hold it down on the R&B side. You got my boy Zat, Tone Bone, VA Co-op going to be in the building. Who else you got in there? You got Yasmin Soul, you got the Dirty Workers. We got a nice lineup, you know, to celebrate the release of the album. You know, we just out here grinding, doing our thing, you know what I mean, trying to come up. Yeah, man.
That's what's good. Team, we got anything else for Lawless? So again, thanks for hanging out, bro. We appreciate you.
All day, homie. Y'all be good.
No. Well, I did get, I just want to let Lord know, I did get your music, and yes, it was, I received 10 minutes after the show began. So we will get that on Wednesday. So if you want to stop.
Okay, I'll definitely call back in on Wednesday.
Yeah, if you want to stop back past on Wednesday, you know, we can get those new songs out there. So
hey, we'll probably get something in rotation tomorrow, bro. So, stop back Wednesday, but we'll start spinning tomorrow. Hey,
yes.
Let's drop one more. This is Save Me, Law, TM Hama Radio Live. Hey, be safe out there, bro. Next Saturday night, check them out.
Makes you laugh, go ahead, have a ball. M. Hyman Radio Live. That is Law with Save Me. It's 8:45 over here. Chesapeake, VA, baby. It's 5:45 over here on the West Coast. And tonight we are definitely discussing child support. And you said we're going to bring this back tomorrow, right? Because we definitely need to talk about this some more. And education, we need to educate the world as much as we possibly can. Because for any situation, regardless if we're talking about child support, the debt ceiling, or whatever the case may be, education is key. And if you don't have the education or the knowledge of, you get find yourself in many situations that, you know, education would have gotten you out of. So, and that even comes down to knowing who you lay down with before you open your legs and have a child. Education is key. What's that one, man? Oh, what time is it? I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce you. I gave my own assignment statement. We have Sarah bring you his assignment statement for Assignment Sunday. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you very much. Hey, everybody. Your empowerment segment tonight is really quick, and it's really about trust. I started the show off talking about trust, so I think it's appropriate inside Empowerment Sunday to just speak about trust and how important it is. I think if you look deep inside of trust, you will find truth. And at the end of the day, you got to know the people around you. They should trust you. You should trust them. You know, but you have to trust yourself. You know more than you think you know, first and foremost. You know, but ask yourself a few of these questions. You know, who do you trust? Why do you trust them? Who trusts you? You know, why do they trust you? You know, how do you gain trust? How do you become trusted? You know, why do you lose it? At the end of the day, I think, you know, people that are screaming, trust me, trust me, trust me, are suspect. Because you don't have to ask for trust. Trust is just something that you give people based on how you feel about them, based on the rapport that's been established. Trust is not a request. Trust is earned. Trust is not spoken. Trust is a feeling. Trust me on this one. I think the reason, you know, you have to say trust me is because you haven't earned it and you're forced to ask for it. That's a bad move. You know, the question should be, you know, why should I trust you? And folks, anyone that you are looking to trust, make sure that they know that it's important that they trust you. Sometimes people aren't aware of the relationships. And even though, you know, yeah, we've been hanging out, yeah, we've been intimate, you know, I really don't know how important trust is with you, because I'm speaking hypothetically. You was with somebody and I was with somebody too. And because to me, we're both untrustworthy, how could trust really be important to us? But you would be surprised inside this empowerment moment. Here are some reasons I want to trust you. Now, I want to trust you because I want to believe, you know, what you've told me is true. That's why I want to trust you. I want to trust you because I've just given you my money and I want to know it's safe. Let's be real. That's why I want to trust you. I want to trust you because I've given you some responsibility and I want to know that you're going to deliver on the promise. These are just some specific things you have to communicate with people to make sure that they understand you want to trust them. We're talking about trust inside this Empowerment Sunday. 917-889-3926 to keep the conversation going about trust the U.S. child support laws. Should they be overhauled, or are they satisfactory to you inside this Empowerment Sunday?
that. Shirt off on my Facebook, girl, I know you like that. Tell me what it is, shorty, tell me one why. Jumping like chicken, shorty, tell me one why. Dance like an island Caribbean girl. I gotta be the one that you leave with her. I'm your doctor. What I'm gonna give you, girl, is something like a vitamin. You ain't never gonna feel this good in your life. Like a Coca-Cola classic, you're the real thing. Get it like you want it, I'm your Burger King. I ain't a small fry, call me the Big Maddie. Like a misdemeanor, girl, that ass, pick it, fatty. Tell me what it is, shorty, tell me one why. Choking like chicken, shorty, tell me one why. Dance like an island Caribbean, girl. I gotta be the one that you leave with, girl.
Educated and knowing what can happen and what can't happen. And I think it starts there with empowering the community to move forward and make some changes about these laws.
Absolutely. Totally agree. And we appreciate you. And we will talk to you back tomorrow night, part two. Thanks for riding with us the entire show, Mrs. Milton.
Thank you. You guys have a good night.
I want you to know, I'm sure it's some wives out there that were, like, you know, slapping their internet desktops, you know, because you were speaking for them. So, you know, you're a voice of the people, so thank you very much.
Thank you guys for having me. Good night.
Good night, darling. Thank you for sharing.
Hey, Angels, let's wrap this thing up, and let's just do a part two. We will prepare for part two. We'll still talk about money. I think child support is nothing but all about money. So
yeah.
I think we'll wrap this into our Money Monday money topic, and we'll keep, you know, child support going, because this is important, folks. This is my deal. Dads, fathers, stand up. Let your voices be heard. Bottom line,
right.
Stand up. And if you are a felon and you can't vote and you feel trampled over, guess what? Get with people who can help to lift. You see, we got to first lift your arms up Somebody got to get on one side, get on the other side, help you up. And once your arms come up, then your legs can come up, and you can stand up, then your head can come up. But it's a process. So step by step, if we keep talking about this, we can empower people. And big up to my man Solomon, who's listening right now in St. Pete with an Esquire who's pulling together a plan right now, because this is so serious. It's so real. So for everyone who called in tonight, thank you for your feedback, your comments. Again, Angels, take us home.
Well, whatever you do, do it well.
Be blessed.
Be a blessing. Oh, and be a blessing.
And be a blessing. Hey, tomorrow night, part two to this conversation. U.S. child support laws fair, or are they in need of an overhaul? The consensus tonight is they are in need of some serious adjustments. And the beautiful part is, guess what? We have some suggestions. We have some solutions. Never come to the table with an issue without solutions. Hey, thanks, everybody. Good night.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed-out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast of the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night life, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven, it's real.
Talk radio show.
Real talk. Real talk.
Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.